The Imposter's Turnabout by Time Axis and Banned from Seven. Synopsis. When Phoenix Wright was struck by a fire extinguisher and temporarily lost his memory, it was an excuse to do a tutorial in a sequel. But what if the impact on his memory had been more permanent? What if the Phoenix Wright we once knew was suddenly gone forever? And what makes Phoenix Wright himself, anyway? Review. Story and characters. While this entry currently only takes up to 10 minutes to complete, the character voices are established really well. Our narrator, Phoenix Wright, is a really interesting take on the amnesiac hero that's self-reflexive in a way that I find pretty engaging. Much of the tension comes from the fact that our current protagonist feels, well, very little connection to who he was before he lost his memories. But at the same time, he doesn't want to make those who looked up to Phoenix Wright feel a sense of loss, so he essentially plays the role of his past self while pretending everything is normal. I'm not sure how intentional this was, but the initial hospital setting and how he's initially characterized also brought to mind me seeing family members and friends who've struggled with memory loss. Most of the current entry is a conversation between Phoenix and Edgeworth, now taking on a completely different direction from their canon reunion in Justice for All due to their changed circumstances and dynamics. While there's a melancholy vibe throughout the case so far, there is a bit of humor sprinkled in there, too, that I appreciated. I look forward to seeing where it goes from here because the setup here is one I'm really into. Presentation. Pretty good. The dialogue is generally free of typos. I only spotted one, and there's a good mix of both canon and custom assets, including a sprite set by Time Axis that I haven't seen until now, and I'm guessing is original to this case. Judging by the credits list, the full story is going to be making use of a number of sprites from the custom OCs thread, though only one of them appears in this entry's current form. Music used is in-editor music from Ace Attorney without any custom tracks so far, though with that said, I was pretty impressed how the atmosphere of the case made the music feel off in a good way. Tracks that are usually pleasant and upbeat being juxtaposed by Phoenix's melancholy and unsure narration. I mean, maybe I'm reading too much into this, but it felt pretty neat to me. Gameplay. So, as it currently stands, the Imposter's Turnabout consists of a single room of an investigation segment with a couple of talk conversations in order to proceed. There is some optional dialogue to get if you examine the room that I appreciated, but so far that's all we get. Theme relevance. So, can you have a Luigi whose Mario is also themselves? The answer is yes, apparently. As stated before, our usual hero is Phoenix Wright before he lost his memories, and our current hero is Phoenix Wright, who has to pretend he's still the same person he was before, while feeling very unsure in his role due to basically having to essentially guess what he'd act like around other people. I found this to be a fascinating take on the theme, and it's a unique spin I didn't expect. Overall, a strong hook that ends far too soon. I really hope that we eventually see more of this because I'm really interested in seeing where Time Axis and Banned from Seven take this. And now for the real-life photos of Time Axis and Band. Well, Time Axis is just Kino from Kino's Journey. I've never actually seen Kino's Journey, but I know that Kino is a pretty popular character. Plus, their name is Kino, so I have to like them. They're kind of boogie pop adjacent in my mind. And here's Banned from Seven's avatar, which is, I actually don't know what band from Seven's avatar is, so I kind of had to guess. It kind of looks like the evil version or rival of a mascot platformer. I don't know if that's accurate in any way remotely, but it's a good design, so these are the real life photos. This is what Time Axis and band really look like. Okay, bye. Thanks for making.